mama e, mama e.
Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors, so relax and let's have some fun. Later on today, I'll be talking to the Tego sisters straight from Ghana, and they're here in the United States. They're going to be my guests in the studio. So get ready for the Tego sisters. But right now, let's start off today from Sierra Leone with Jimmy B featuring the great Steady Bongo in the Ebola song. Well, we are all aware of this Ebola disease that is ravaging West Africa, and more so from my country, Sierra Leone. Jimmy B, movie and music superstar, has put together this sensitization song backed by the great Steady Bongo and a spoken word by Minence the General, another hip-hop rap star from Sierra Leone. And right after that, the hot beat Pullover by KC featuring Wizkid. And then we take a trip to Uganda, East Africa with Josie Chameleon in Badalisha. Right now, the Ebola song by Jimmy B featuring Steady Bongo and Ebola, the spoken word by Minence the General. Let's check this one out.
Ebola, we come together and fight this disease. They say prevention is better than cure. So save yourself.
Nyama bepia oloni keba yema nyama evie nyamo de serpumio oya tiale hai wepela teli nyaningo tia kopo na tapi
real
wepela teli nyaningo tia kopo na tapi kitina epa waye jimanga matole ibola eki womana mama. Mumbaumo ina kelebiye. Eki wamana mumba. Mumbaumo ina kelebiye. Kitina epe waike yibago. Mwantulia Ebola.
On dit l'attention est mieux que
Ebola.
Il faut se protéger.
We kick him out of town.
Il faut se protéger.
Ebola.
We fumble them. Then say prevention is better than cure. So help yourself. No eat bush meat. Use soap all the time for as you earn. If you fumble, your loved one or anybody where you know, don't die. Call the authorities them, or let them can help take care of your body. Because diamond body self can transmit Ebola. Help your community identify Ebola.
Même ça,
Ebola, Ebola, let me kick 'em out of town.
Ebola Day, a day for real. There's no denying that fact. No lie by yourself. Say no day, na lie lie. Hey, take your time. Let we all unite and fight Ebola. Help your community identify Ebola. If you the run belly, you the vomit and get fever. Please, I beg, call the authorities them. Call them quick, quick one. Because it can be said and we will save your life. So fat people then one day, we don't survive this Ebola thing here. And the reason being, then report them case early. Help yourself. Life too precious to make you throw them away so foolishly. A stitch in time saves nine.
Ebola, Ebola. Your name resonating from my voice don't even sound right. Why? Cause I don't like you, he don't like you, she don't like you, we don't like you. So therefore eradicating you from the motherland is something that we are gonna fight for. We already have too many stumbling blocks to worry about each day, like hunger, crime, and injustice. So no sir, you being a virus that's a human fiend is a battle that you are not gonna win. We've seen enough, from senseless wars to extreme poverty. How long shall we perish? How long till the sun shine on this dark continent? We're tired of being weak, vulnerable, and submissive. So today I ask this to the leaders that we elected. What do you do for us? Cause right now I don't even know what's worse. Ebola or you that's in power? Generating all this income and accumulating all this wealth right in front of our faces, so don't think you're moving in stealth. Now we are bleeding from the inside while you sit there and watch our deteriorating health. But for some reason I feel like I'm wasting my breath, but I don't care cause there's so much beauty in life than death. You got away with leaving us jobless, barely a grain of rice and a droplet of water to survive. And once again you're failing us by leaving us naked and unprotected to a deadly disease. This time, all we ask is for your protection. How many more lives do we have to lose to get your attention? Ebola, Ebola. You may be silent, you may be painful. You may be weakening and you have hurt us. But as deadly as you are, you will never be able to break us when we are united. So today I plead to my brothers and sisters all across the world. Let's come together and help spread the word. Let's fight to eradicate Ebola once and for all.
Show me your particular, baby, pull over. Baby, you pull over. In a light, baby, you pull over. Baby, you pull over. Back, baby, you pull over. Baby, you pull over. Reverse, baby, you pull over. Baby, you pull over. Show me your particular, baby, pull over. Baby, you pull over. In a light, baby, you pull over. Baby, you pull over. If in a man, they make me the follow your lane. Show me your particular, baby, pull over. Baby, you pull over. In a light, baby, you pull over. Baby, you pull over. Back, baby, you pull over.
Show me what you got.
Baby, you pull over. Reverse, baby, you pull over. Baby, you pull over. Show me your particular, baby, pull over. Baby, you pull over. In a light, baby, you pull over. Baby, you pull over.
Your bumper, catchy, your real life, flashy, and I feel it. your pullover.
Reverse, baby, your pullover.
Panwell, baby, your pullover.
Show me your particular, baby, pullover.
Show me everything
baby,
I want to see. Pullover.
In a light, baby, your pullover.
Baby, your pullover.
Every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
African beats.
Similing, billing, bong, 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 bong,
by Josie Chameleon of Uganda, and right before that, Pullover by Casey and Wizkid, and the Ebola song by Jimmy B and Steady Bongo from Sierra Leone. Stay tuned to this frequency, because when I come back, African Beat will talk to the Tego sisters from Ghana.
Number one in the entire Africa and beyond. You are listening to the African Beat, the biggest music show that plays all the platinum hits from Africa with David Van Dien. I represent Freetown, Sierra Leone, Grandpapa Foxy DJ. You heard?
African Beat.
Wopum Komboti. When Mazamin. Wopum Komboti.
This is Yvonne Chaka Chaka, and you're listening to The Voice of America on African Beat with David Van Dien. So stay tuned.
Africa, welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. Well, today I have some very special guests in the studio, and they flew in all the way from Ghana to be right on The African Beat, and they call themselves the Tego Sisters. Aha! Two beautiful ladies sitting here just giving me some nice smiles. That sounds so good. But let me just ask them to introduce themselves. They look so much alike, and I don't want to get everything messed up. So let me start off with you.
I'm Lydia Tego Yelson. I'm Elizabeth Tego Kakra.
There we go. Lydia and Elizabeth. And they're right here with me in the studio. And they are the Tego sisters. So now let me start off with you, Lydia.
Okay.
Tego sisters, where did you guys come from?
Ghana. We're twins. And then that was our maiden name. From Ghana, Accra. And half from another Ashanti, and we flew over from Ghana to the United States to see David.
Ah, there you go. Can you greet the people in your language? You say,
Yachiamo bia wo Yesu dinu mo Tego sister Yachiamo, your Voice of America, your ba America ha ya ba inya bema David.
I will not even ask you for a translation of that.
All right.
I'll keep that one to myself.
Okay.
So let me go over to you.
Tego's sisters, twins.
Mm-hmm.
Kakra and Payin. From the same mother and the same father.
Yeah.
From Ghana, we flew all the way to America, West of America, to see David.
And let's have a good time, right?
We're going to have a good time.
Okay, Tego sisters. Now I want you to tell me what Tego sisters is comprised of. I know you are singers. You do beautiful African gospel music, and I'm really proud of you guys. But tell me, from where? How did the Tego sisters come about? I know you are sisters, and you've been singing. But you know, look at beautiful women like you. I've seen your pictures when you were in your teens, and you know, going into womanhood, and now you are adults, and and you still wear the same twinish attires.
Yeah.
Is your husband not jealous that you're always with your sister wearing the same clothes?
No.
I did not ask both of you.
But we answer at the same time.
I love that. That is
that's the twin thing. Yeah,
I know. So give me a little background of the Tego sisters.
Oh, okay, Tego sisters are a gift from God to our parents. And then once we were growing up, my mom was a single parent, and then we had an adopted father. And through the adopted father, we met a man of God called late evangelist Amwakong. We are with him, and then we had an accident and he was gone. And when we met him, we were singing, you know, and one morning devotion, and he said, my adopted told him that these are my children. People are telling me they've been seeing them on TV, they can sing, but I've not seen them singing before. So when the man of God came to the house, he told him, and he said, okay, this morning you guys are going to sing. What I've been hearing, I want to see it right now. So we started singing. And after we finished singing, the man of God told our dad that these girls have a gift and they have to develop it. So he also took over and we started going crusade with him. And then we were with him all this while. And one trip to England, that's 1987. And we started, he decided to record us in England. So that's how we became.
So your first recording actually took place in England.
That's right.
Wow, that was huge, right? Mm-hmm. And when you were in England, how did you feel? You know, you've been singing and you know, doing it small on the side,
yeah,
and somebody just put in one of these big Boeing 747 flew right through Heathrow, and you are in England, and then they say, "Oh, you're going to do a CD." Mm-hmm. Wow.
In England, we went to a church for crusades, from one church to another, all over England, and we started recording from that day.
But you did not meet the Queen.
We didn't meet the Queen.
All right. So now, you know, I thank you very much for that. And I'm sure the people out there in Ghana and across Africa that will be listening to you across the globe. In fact, like I told you earlier, some people in Italy, a radio station, Vanilla Radio, now plays my music. So all the Africans in Italy are going to be listening to you right now. But you have this song from one of your collections. It's called Osombo.
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 That's right.
Okay, Osombo. What is Osombo?
It means that Christ, I value Christ than anything. Mm. He's so valuable than anything. If I get, it goes like, if I go against the whole world and loses my soul, so it doesn't, yes.
Okay.
So I value Christ more than anything in the world.
Wow. Well, let's hear this song. Let's hear this Osombo, right?
That's right.
Osombo. Osombo is going to be our next track, and it's done for us by the Tego sisters. Two beautiful ladies in the studio getting confused. But by the time I finish this program, I'll tell you who is who right here. So let's get this one out, Osombo. And it's playing out for all my friends out there in Ghana. Wherever you are, you're listening to this African beat. It's going out to you. Let's check it out.
Namo wonderful beat there, Osumbo. Beautiful music from these two beautiful ladies I have in the studio as my guest, and they are the Tego sisters. If you've been hearing them, if you've been listening to their music, well, today you are hearing them talk about their music live from the Voice of America on the African Beat in Washington, D.C. You are here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I know you told people that you came to see me. I am very excited about that. But after seeing me, what next for you? Why? What is the other purpose of your visit?
We have church programs like seminars with Reverend Yolson.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we just came from Richmond.
You know, you're saying Reverend Yolson, and you called yourself Yolson, your last name. Reverend Yolson. I've been playing songs by a particular Reverend Yolson.
Uh-huh.
From Ghana.
All right.
And there is this great song that he's got that I like. It's called I'm So Grateful. I'm so grateful, grateful. Is that the Reverend Yolson you're talking about?
That's right.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay, okay, okay. So what is your connection with Lydia?
He's my baby, my sweetheart, and he's my husband.
Oh, okay. Okay, so now I see the connection there.
That's right.
All right, let's talk about your visit.
Yeah, we are here for church programs. As I said, we just came from Richmond, and the Church of Pentecost for a convention. So we just came in. Maybe next week, also we're going back to Richmond, and this week we are in
Virginia.
And with ICJC.
Okay.
And we're going to have a program. And the same, next week also, we have another program with Pentecost in Maryland. And that's why we are here. Maybe
okay.
We'll go to Ohio as well.
I'll go to Ohio and you're basically on tour now.
That's right.
All right. Well, that's good. And let's come to your the other album that we want to play some songs from.
Mm-hmm.
One of your songs there is Adonai, and that's the title of the album.
That's right.
Adonai. I know there's been a lot of Adonai songs before,
mm-hmm.
but what is different about yours?
We have African touch, as you said.
The African beats.
That's right, African touch.
I love that one.
So I believe it's going to bless anybody who listens to this song. It's going to lift you up. It's about God.
Mm-hmm.
Adonai is about God and God alone. Nothing else.
Okay, I know whenever you're dealing with twins, you have one who is the talkative, and you have another one who is very always shy. So let me hear
oh.
you.
let me
because
talk.
Twins, they are always on the other side of each other.
That's right.
Uh-huh. So let me hear what you have to tell me.
As Lydia is saying,
I know that's where she's gonna go.
Oh my
as
God!
Is saying, that means you are in. She's in agreement.
Yes, with her.
Okay, go ahead.
God is all in all.
Uh-huh.
There's none like Him. When you listen to Adonai, you hear He's all in all. Jehovah Nisi Tikenu. You can mention it. You just mention it. Adore Him. Glorify His name. You can name it. Mention. You can say it the whole day. He's all in all.
He's all
Adonai.
In all. And like Lydia said, the most interesting part of it
is
the twist to it, the African flavor,
That's right.
African beat that is added
That's
to
right.
this one.
That's right.
Well, let's see what our people will make
okay.
of it. Let's give it up. You want to give me a little bit of a cappella on that before I play the song? On the Adonai?
Jesus, the name above all names, no other name compares to you. Beautiful Savior, Messiah, Adonai.
That's what I'm talking about. Adonai is our next track right here on the African Beat, the beautiful voice of the Tego sisters. That's right.
Lord above came from above, died in my place. Oh, Messiah, Holy One, Jehovah Shalom,
Adonai. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vander here in Washington. My guests today on the show are the Tego sisters from Ghana, and these ladies are just wonderful. And they're just making me laugh all the time. All right, that is so beautiful. And now, when you guys were growing up, okay, like you said, you used to sing, and you know, your dad said, "Oh, I've been hearing that you sing on television and all this, and now you have to sing for me." Do you remember the first song that you did for your dad at that time?
Yeah, we do.
Let me hear it. The first song that when your dad put you on that spot.
Okay.
To say, okay, now I want to hear what you've been singing out there. Sing for me now.
Stay in my heart, in my heart, in my heart. Live in my heart, in my heart, every day. Stay in my heart, in my heart, in my heart. Live in my heart, every day.
And so when you sing with such angelic voices, what did he say to you immediately after that?
He said, "Oh my God. So I've been missing all this. Why? Why are we now singing this song to him?" I said he didn't want to listen because before then he wasn't a Christian, so he wasn't understand. He doesn't understand what we're doing.
Okay.
But when he met the man of God in England, and they came back to Ghana, that's where he was. He said, "Oh my God! So I've been missing all this. Now I have faith in you. I believe in you. I know God is using people."
Wow!
It was so amazing. Yeah.
Wow! That was so great.
And that was so wonderful.
And what did Mommy say at that time?
Mommy was agree with us.
She understands. We go in church with her. She understands what we do. Yeah.
When people walk up to you, what do they say to you after you've performed some songs, ministered some songs out there, and they walk up to you, what do they tell you?
"Oh, God bless you. We are happy to hear. Oh, your voice are good. God is using you guys. Continue doing it and doing a good job."
So amazing thing for them to see that we are twins. And we do the same thing all these years for about 33
years
now. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you look like 25.
Wow. See, it's
grace. The grace is sufficient, I tell you. The grace is sufficient.
Wow, that is so good. That is so good. And
at the same time, we are touching on the twins.
Mm-hmm. We have
Africans, they think that the twins are, some of them are girls. Mm-hmm. Some of them, when they,
in fact, I have two right now. They're not my biological kids, but they are like mine. They're grown up, they're between 24 and 25 years old. Now they're my very good friends. They're girls. In fact, as I'm talking to you right now on the show, both of them were involved in a car accident. Remember them in your prayers. They're home now. They were involved. They just sent a message last night to say that Esther and Agnes, you know, both of them, they're beautiful twins, you know, just like you guys. They always wear the same clothes.
it's good to be a twin, you know, and you're reaching out to them. So now we have a twin foundation that we are taking care of the twins.
Needy twins.
Some of them are
And definitely I'll make them get in contact with you. So and I wonder how Reverend Yalcin is coping with all of this, dealing with twins.
He's cool. David, he's cool.
He's cool.
I tell you, he's cool.
But you people,
I'm taking
the way I see you, you are giving my brother a headache.
He's cool.
Sometimes it's a little bit hard when it comes to the ministry aspect. He doesn't see me as a wife. He treats us the same as
his twinnies.
As a director, composer. When it comes for rehearsal, no joke.
That's like me.
Marriage aside.
All right. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. That's just the way we do it here. We get conversations. We talk about who we are, what we do. You know, that is what life is all about.
That's right.
But right now, for my listeners out there, I want to bring you another song. And this is Let's Praise. But Let's Praise. Let's talk about, tell me about Let's Praise. And I know this one is going to make them shake up a little bit, you know. But let's say how, give me a little bit of it. What is about Let's Praise?
Like we are giving God the glory, you know. We are thanking God for the good things.
I guess even when you are talking, you are dancing.
I know how it goes.
Yes, you know how it goes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
So,
African Beat on the Voice of America. If you want to do it the way we do it right mm-hmm. here in Washington, then get yeah. this song going. Let's praise. Here we go.
Oh,
Let's praise. Beautiful beat, beautiful music, lovely people. My guests are just fantastic in the studio. You just want to see them. Don't be jealous of me that I'm having all these wonderful people that come my way. It's just that I am just too good to be turned down when I give an invitation.
That's right.
But I tell you, you have somebody that is in your life.
Yeah.
Natalie Janda. That my phone will not stop ringing.
I tell
until you,
you
guys are here. So I want to give thumbs up to her.
She's always there for you.
Let me just hear your voice, Dr. Janda. I know you are in the studio, so just say hello to the people out there.
Yeah, so Dr. Janda from Washington, D.C., the producer of a movie, Africans in the West. And the author of the book Africans in the West.
Africans in the West.
Yes.
That is so good. And we'll come back to talk about that.
Okay, thank you so much.
Dr. Janda has been on my show, and she's such a wonderful person, and we thank God for her.
Okay.
So now that you are here in the States, and you know, you are doing all these tours around going, and I'm sure you've met a whole lot of people, you know, that are very excited with you about what you do. So what is the message that you want to take back when you go back to Ghana? What is the lesson learned here that you can take back to Ghana?
Lesson learned here, I mean, the Ghanaians here, they are doing a good job. The ministry aspect, I'm so grateful for their life, because what they are doing here, it's so fantastic, and I know God is going to bless them. Ghana, they are doing a good job here. So when you remember them in your prayers, I tell you, they are doing a good job.
Lydia?
Yeah, I would like to say that Ghanaians here and Africans here are working hard. They do work hard. And at the same time, they do worship God also as well. And together, we are doing God's work here. Very vibrant, and we are doing well. And I believe when you come here, make sure you do well. It's cool, you do all that it takes for you to come up.
Okay.
So we are going to take this message back home. That
all
I would
right.
say that well, anytime they, I mean, what they are doing here, I mean, they are doing a good job. Some of them are struggling, but at the same time, they are, God is with them. Anytime they receive anything from them, in back home, make sure you take care of their things. Make sure you take care of anything
the
that they
money.
Give you.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
money.
Not easy here, but I know God is with them. But all the same, when you are back there, don't think that it's rosy, but it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
When they bring anything, you make sure you take care, good care of it.
Well,
and they use it,
you know,
well.
They use it.
That one does not just go for
I tell
the people back
no,
in Ghana.
They're
all Africans.
They're all Africans, yes. You know,
all Africa.
It's not rosy. I mean, the way they sweat, I mean, you see them running around. I mean, where we are now, we see the man in the house. I mean, he wake up around 5 a.m. He come back at 7 in the evening. So you can see the way they are struggling. So anytime you receive anything from them, when they ask you to use it for something, you make sure you use it.
Use it for that thing.
Yeah. You know?
Okay. That's a very, very good piece
I
of
tell
advice.
You,
it's
I
a
tell
very
you.
Good piece of advice
you.
Because we've been getting that kind of complaint all across.
Okay.
But one last thing before you go, before I play the final song, which is Foundation. There are a lot of young girls in Ghana, Africa, everywhere, you know, that will look at you and say, you are my idol, you are my icon, you can be my mentor when I grow up. I want to be somebody like you. But maybe they don't have that opportunity. Maybe the opportunity that was given to you by your parents when they say, let's hear you sing. Now I've heard that you're singing out there. Let's hear what you have to offer. They don't have that. But they want to do something. They have this talent and they want to share it. You know, and some of them do have that opportunity, but maybe they are not using it the right way. What advice would you give to these young girls who will come up to you or look up to you as somebody that they replicate?
I would like to say thank you very much, David. there's a very good thing that we have to discuss. We didn't I told you earlier on, our parents were, my mom was a single parent taking care of 8 children, and by God's grace we met this. It wasn't rosy in the beginning, but I believe we didn't depend on a man. We put our hope in God, and when you want to come up like what God has set us now, sent us now, humility is very most important thing. And when you come down and you study, it's steady. Sometimes it's not easy, as you are saying. It's not easy for you to come up. But when you see somebody and you want to become like the person, I think if you get close to the person and study how he made it, I think it will help. But don't choose your own way. But at the same time, depend on God. It's God. It's not us, but it's God who made us whom we are today. It's not easy anyway. But as you said, Reverend Yasin was teaching on Sunday. Anybody's level is connected to somebody. Your next level is connected. Like today, our level here today, it was connected by Doctor Natalie. You understand? So anybody, when you want to come up, your next level is connected to somebody. Somebody have to come in before you can get to that level. But humility, and you have to study, and at the same time, you have to, you know, connect yourself, you know.
That one is very, very
important. And I would say that by God's grace, God attached me and my sister to that reverend minister, and God lifted us. Then humility, study the word of God, and God will lift you up. God bless everybody who is listening to Table Sisters.
Thank you.
Today at Voice of America.
Yeah.
And David, may God richly bless you.
Amen, amen.
Dr. Oh. Natalie, you are already there. God richly bless you.
All right. Well, I want to thank my guests, the Tego Sisters, for being with me live in the studio here and from Washington, D.C. You guys have been so wonderful today.
And
those voices are just great. And, you know, I'd love to hear that, and I'll keep playing those songs every day. But we're about to take our exit right now. And wherever you are, whatever you're doing, I want to thank you for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets. Even if you're sitting under the palm tree this evening and you're listening to the African beat, you're telling stories, you're listening to the African beat, you're listening to Tego Sisters, I want to say thank you because you are part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
You are what makes the show going.
Right.
Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, leaving you now with this beautiful song by the Tego Sisters. They call this one Foundation. There is always, or should always be, a foundation in your life. Have a wonderful
Bible to you, fool. Oh, Jimmy, so